Gister was snel deel 5 van die 2022 Dakar en 'n trotse oomblik vir Suid-Afrika. Vir die motorkategorieë was die snel deel 611 km met 'n sneltraject van 395 km. Die wêreld is al die gons oor ons die Toyota Gazoo Racing se Henk Later gaan en Brett Cummings wat hulle eerste Dakar sneltraject gewen het. Hierdie oorwinning het nie sonder uitdagings gekom nie en Henk het letterlik die deur oopgemaak vir 'n oorwinning. Henk vertel.
Ja, 'n mal dag vir ons. Regtig so baie dinge wat reg gegaan het en toe verkeerd gegaan het. 2 punchers gehad, 'n gebreekte deur. Ek moes myself vasmaak daar binne en een keer weer losmaak om die wiel uit te kry. Ja, nee, dit was regtig nogal moeilik om die pad te kry. Ons het ja, baie issues gehad, een of ander fuel pressure probleem gehad. Ja, kan nie glo ons het die stage gewen nie. Toe hulle vir my sê by die einde het ek eers dit nie geglo nie. Toe eers gewag het almal deurgekom het om seker te maak dit is so. So nee, dit was 'n mal dag.
Janiel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy was 6de en Nasser Al-Attiyah en Matthew Belmel was 7de en hulle is nog steeds die algehele voorlopers 35 minute voor Sebastian Loeb se Pro Drive Hunter. Nasser verduidelik hoekom hulle dit so rustig gevat het.
We did a good job, you know, Matthew, he did the amazing navigation without any mistake. Just we've been a little bit careful, you know, and we stay with Sebastian the last 100K, you know, and just we play with him, you know, because he's the main target for Dakar, you know, now. Yeah, I'm quite happy.
Shamir Varihawa en Dani Stassen het uitdagings gehad om 'n navigasiepunt te vind en 24ste geëindig. Die vinnigste Century Racing CR6 was gister weer Chris Visser en Rodney Burke in die 9de posisie, maar iemand wat ons moet noem, Marcelo Castaldi en sy navigator Cadu Sachs, alhoewel hulle Brasiliane is, is hulle deel van die Suid-Afrikaanse Century Racing span. Hulle het 69ste begin en 11de geëindig. Brian Baragwanath en Leonard Kramer was 27ste, Ernest Roberts en Henry Cohn was 45ste en Skalk Burke en Henk Jansen van Vuren het hulle kragstuur verloor en moes in die donker klaarmaak. Daniel Schroeder en Ryan Bland en hulle PS Laser Racing gemodificeerde Navara het 'n probleemvrye dag gehad en hulle was 41ste. Nou oor na Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
Stage 5 of the Dakar Rally 2022 dished up another rollercoaster of a stage with a super special of 345 kilometers with over 560 kilometers of saddle time for the riders. With another ding-dong battle at the top of the leaderboard, fast, rocky, broken slopes and difficult navigation, Stage 5 was extremely challenging. For 345 kilometers, the leaderboard changed at every waypoint. Great news for Botswana as Ross Branch placed second, just 2 seconds off the pace of MotoGP star Danilo Petrucci, who won his first stage at the Dakar Rally yesterday. Rossi's incredible ride also took him straight into the top 10 in 7th position. Rising rookie star Brad Cox finished in 21st place on stage and is 21st overall and is still hunting that rookie title. Here's Brad.
Today was fast. It was actually pretty dangerous. But anyway, that's rally racing. And I suppose you control the speed we go at. So in the morning, the navigation was tricky and I was a little bit cautious. And then we left the refuel and I don't know, like 50k, 60k off the refuel. Came off like a really rocky area into a little riverbed and it was 200 meters of mud, and as I jumped into it the bike just went woof woof in the mud and it spat me down. And when I went to the bike, front was covered with mud and the road book was covered, the EOTF, the ICOS, but then the mud had jammed the road book scroller, so I had to scroll by hand. So it was a bit disappointing. I think I lost about 4 or 5 minutes with all of that, but yeah, it was a good day.
Aaron Murray placed in 24th on stage whilst all our other riders had a solid day after the stage was shortened.
Net van wiele twee wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.